Hello, it's Dangerous Dave. Thank you for subscribing to the Kennedy Malloy podcast. Whatever you may be doing right now, you might be mowing the lawns, you might be in the car, you might be lying in bed. Hey, next week, massive week on Kennedy Malloy. Rob Halford from Judas Priest is going to join us. Jimmy and Jane Barnes. We've got Glenn Robbins. We've got the Veronicas. Jane's going to go one-on-one with those girls. And a lot more, including a very special surprise, which we'll tell you more about next week. But each Friday on Kennedy Malloy, we do a segment called Clown of the Week. And we love your input too. So don't be shy. If you've got something to add to Clown of the Week, make sure you let us know about it. Here it is.
There are many contenders.
A friend defecated in their bed.
The freaking weird accident.
I've done all of Brush.
David Williams in the chair for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Wow.
Well, that would have come in handy. Hydroxychloroquine
working out for you, mate.
Well, I don't know. I wonder if he's still taking it. I wonder if he was still taking it. Wouldn't that be interesting to find out if he had been taking it all this time?
Well, he said he was taking it all the time, and clearly it's done nothing.
Interesting.
Anyway, fire away, Jane.
I want to kick it off with I love hearing a good screaming child story.
You love a screaming child. You've been surrounded by them half your life.
You've got to laugh at kids who are, you know, doing something not particularly damaging, but this child was on a scooter screaming as a magpie swept on him, and I'm clowning his dad who took the video of it and didn't help his son. Let's
just sat there laughing at him.
Hey, hey, hey!
Poor kid.
Now, I believe the dad took him back for a second run at it. We must try and find it.
Oh, like jumping back on the horse.
Come on. You can do this. By the way, good news at my house.
Yes. How are your birds
The
going?
Minor birds have turned up.
That's not good news.
Well, I'm monitoring it. I haven't seen them starting to build the nest yet. But
they're there. How did you see? What happened? Yeah. Were they in the trees?
They're just out the front on my telegraph. I'm on the lines.
Yeah.
So I go up my balcony and there they are.
Right.
Coupling up. I said, oh, no, you should. You should couple up and you should build a nest.
I want to warn them.
Yeah.
You're going to be so awful to them.
They are
cooked. Leave them alone.
They are absolutely cooked.
Okay.
You know what I should get? I should get the swearing parrots. I get the swearing parrots to come sit the line and swear at them. Get effed, you minor birds. Have we got
these parrots are the best.
Have we got them?
Here's the story. Take them.
Five African grey parrots were adopted by the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in August and placed in quarantine together. But when they moved into the main outdoor aviaries, they started swearing at visitors. It's also home to the parrot that went viral on social media with his version of Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy.
So that parrot, because they're mimics.
Yes,
so
they are.
It's not mimicking Beyoncé. It's mimicking its owner singing Beyoncé.
Yes.
I would suggest.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's one,
is that right?
One step removed.
I think, you know, talking about getting a parrot, the African grey parrots, that's what they're the particular breed of parrots.
They're the ones.
I've seen it all on TikTok today that there's a whole bunch of other things on now. And one is singing opera. One is seeing, you know, rock and roll. It's fantastic.
Oh, let's get some more of that because Gudinski does want to put out a double album.
It was an album. One I would happily listen to.
Get some lyrebirds on board too. They're good minutes.
I would like to clown next the Vietnamese warehouse that was busted recycling $345,000 condoms.
Come on.
No, 345,000 condoms. How can a condom be recycled? That's what I want to query. Let's have a listen to the audio.
One of the people detained during the operation admitted to preparing the condoms for resale, saying they were boiled before being dried, reshaped, and repackaged, explaining she was paid the equivalent of 17 cents for every 2.2 pounds of recycled product. State broadcaster VTV reported over 790 pounds of condoms were extricated from the premises.
Well, hey, rewashed for her pleasure.
That's a nice brand. What if it glows in the dark?
Next time they'll be doing retreads.
Get
that one back out there.
That is revolting.
All about the puncture kit. I mean,
that is the worst.
How are they getting them? I don't understand.
Yeah, who's picking them up?
Who's taking that off?
Yuck.
Who's taking that off and running it down to the laundry?
There's a career aspiration.
No. Yep. Hey, don't buy dingers in Asia is why.
That's right. No,
I mean, I couldn't anyway.
You couldn't.
It's a size thing.
Oh, my God. It's Friday. We'll let him go. Make him happy. Just make him happy.
Yes. All right.
Do you want to go to Victoria?
Why don't we take Bradley? You've got a call on the line just to mix it up a bit.
Hey, Bradley.
Hi, Brad. How are you going?
Not too bad, guys. I want to clown Dangerous Dave.
Dangerous Dave?
What have I done?
It's
only a little thing, but you can let budgies out of their cage. That inside is fine. If you take them outside, clip their wings. Growing up as a kid in my parents, we had budgies all the time, and they'd sit on their shoulder, drink off the beer can.
I'm not going to clip their wings.
No, we're not clipping wings on this show,
man. You can clip one wing and then they fly around in circles. So they never get too far.
That way they don't fly away.
Two laps around the house.
I'm clowning. No,
you come around and clip my minor bird's wings if you want. Okay.
I'm clowning Gay. That man, Bradley.
Bradley, he's just...
That is a common thing amongst...
budgie owners.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's deplorable.
But yeah, I don't do that with my budgies.
Well, you got to do that sometimes at the budgie fights. Because, you know, you just got to make sure they can't get too far. Clown, you got one, Jane, that you need
to. And it's a reality show that I discovered last weekend called Smothered, about mother and daughter relationships who were frighteningly close. And this was the clip I played. I want to clown the mother-daughter duo, Sunye and Angelica, who shared the same bath water.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Angelica.
Yeah, Mom?
Are you ready to get in?
I'll be right there. If the water is still hot, we will share the bath water. She'll take a quick bath, and then I'll go right after her. She always goes first, and I know it makes her happy.
When she goes into my bath water after I've bathed, shows me so much trust and a bond that is unexplainable. It's amazing.
Jane, amazingly creepy.
Jane, do you trust me?
Oh, my God. I don't know how much money I would have to take to go in after your bath.
A big shout-out to Shoko Asahara, of course, who's the cult leader.
Your favourite.
Japan.
What did he used to do?
Make his followers drink his dirty bathwater.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But just imagine him in his own bath with a soup ladle.
No.
There you go.
I'd prefer not to.
If you see Shoko, he was like this overweight Japanese guy.
Right.
That bath would have been like the public hot springs of Rotorua. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
Jason's on the line. Jason, who do you want to clown?
Mate, so I know you put Trumpy into club COVID, but I want to clown him as well because I reckon he's putting this on because he thinks he's got Bowden's got him covered in the debates and the election.
That's amazing conspiracy theory.
Mm. So this is true, but our phones have been ringing up, and I've heard it already. There are a lot of people saying it is fake news.
Fake news.
Because he really thinks he might lose the election, so he's just going to stop the debates. Is that what everyone's saying?
I don't know what people are thinking
anymore.
But you know, here's a theory one of my friends has floated, and this is the one that frightens me. Imagine if he shakes it off. So imagine if he gets it, and then 2 days later he turns up going, I'm back.
Done.
See? Told you.
Fit as a fiddle.
Just like the flu.
Just like the flu. Take your masks off, everybody.
Yeah. That would be an absolute disaster, wouldn't it?
Yeah. By the way, do you think we have time? Can we induct someone else into the
COVID.
Didn't do her. So can we reopen Club
sure.
COVID?
Well, that's a nice Men at Work Australian vibe for you there.
It is,
well,
and we are officially inducting, what's her name?
Melania.
Melania, she want to be best but can't.
I
said can't.
Oh, God.
Okay, you're dump button.
Just about.
Don't need to dump
just
that.
Made it.
Friday,
stop
Jane.
Being stupid. I'm giving you, that's her accent.
Jane. Okay, seriously.
Close to
okay, well, speaking of that. Speaking of swearing on air,
can we please clown
Todd Sampson?
Yeah, let's do that.
Once again, he's coming to a show that's three times in a row. We've had to dump him on air for swearing. Here's what you missed that we had to dump. You would be aware for the last two times you've appeared on our show, you have dropped the magic.
No, Mick, I am trying not to do that. So I'll leave you with this. Fuck you.
Okay.
Oh, Todd.
As we do with Todd every other time.
He lives on the edge of this, man.
Seriously.
You know what? He's still suffering from being in the voodoo, sort of he's possessed. That's what's happened now with him. He's officially possessed.
Should see me on a Sunday morning. I'll show you voodoo.
I need to get one of those dolls of you and just put pins in it.
Show you talking in tongues. Yeah. Hey, Chris is on the line. Chris, who do you want to clown?
I'd like to clown the people of a town in Romania
they've voted a dead man in.
Well, they re-elected a dead mayor.
Yes, what? They did.
They re-elected a dead man.
Did they know he was dead?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. But personal opinion, I think that they voted the best man in because at least he won't make any mistakes, will he?
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, he actually died 2 weeks ago from COVID-19 complications.
Oh, no.
Yes, and they said he deserved his posthumous victory, so that's why they did it.
The closest thing to re-electing a dead man would be voting for Joe Biden.
Oh,
I would have thought.
Yeah.
Ross!
I hope he's okay.
Ross!
Hello. Hey, guys, how are you going?
Good. Who's your clown?
I've got a clown in the meat hook that smacked me in the nose and left me with the question.
No way, mate. What happened?
You got smacked by a meat hook. How does that happen? You a butcher?
I deliver to the butcher. And the meat hangs in the back of the truck. I've gone to flick it up onto my shoulder to run it down the ramp. And now every butcher's asked me, who have I gone round with? Because I've got this nice mark on the nose and blood, like a nice little,
I sent us a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, they should have at least given you a nice steak to put on it. Isn't that what you do to sort of help the bruise along?
Well, you would think so, but no.
We'll put the whole thing on it.
I'll tell you what, we'll give you a case of Brick Lane just to sort of heal the pain a little bit for you. The draft you're going to love, available
that'll
at Dan
help.
Murphy's. Enjoy that,
Ross. Have we got time for one more?
Sure.
Yeah, we do. Samantha's on the line. Samantha, who you like to clown?
I would like to clown Janie.
Jane?
Oh, Sam, come on. I thought we had something going. What's going on?
Well, look, you know, every woman, there is one word that just makes their skin crawl. You had to drop it on the radio.
I'm sorry. I did.
What'd you say?
And I think you know what the word
what is.
I think I know.
What?
Is it the
moist.
Moist.
Ain't we? What? Moist.
I say it? Have we got a clip?
It depends what context in. If you say, we've got a moist towelette.
No, it doesn't matter. And that's what I said. I said moist towelette.
She's got moist in the nether regions. Now that to
I would never say that, and no one would ever say that on air.
Jane, you made Samantha's skin crawl just hearing that.
I didn't say what Mick said, Samantha. I'm sorry, Samantha. I was being very cheeky by adding that M word.
Samantha, slam a big lane coming your way.
Thank you.
They're cool and a little moist.
I think we're
done
hard feelings, Samantha.
This is Kennedy Malloy.